This meeting will come to order. Please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Ms. Bell? Cartier?
Here.
Ms. Diller?
Here.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Here.
Mr. Hollins?
Here.
Mr. Popovich?
Here.
Mr. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Sheldon?
Here.
Mr. Smiley?
Here.
Mr. Street? Mr. Tockett?
Here.
Mr. Weiner?
Here.
Mr. Woods?
Here.
Madam President, the roll call is 11 present to 8.
Thank you. Approval of minutes. Are there any corrections or amendments to the minutes of the meeting February 14, 2017?
Motion to approve is distributed.
Second.
All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the minutes are approved. Announcements from members of council. Are there any announcements? Ms. Diller?
Yes, I'll be recusing myself from the vote on R-17-049.
Thank you. Are there any other announcements? Ms. Kilpatrick?
Thank you. On that same vote, I do not believe that I will be recusing myself, but I do have a statement to make prior to the vote.
Thank you. Any other statements? Seeing none, moving on, introduction of ordinances. Madam Clerk, please read in the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 17011, to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 14, Finance and Taxation, regarding abatement of taxes and penalties. Ordinance 17012, amend the grant spread to appropriate a federal grant award of $132,870 from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security through the Delaware Emergency Management Agency, DEMA, under the Department of Safety and Homeland Security for the Newcastle County Federal Fiscal Year 2015 Homeland Security Grant Program.
Thank you. Reports from select and special committees. Could I please have the reports from any committees of council, beginning with land use?
Thank you, Madam Chair. At the February 21st Land Use Committee meeting, we discussed the plan for the Wilmington University, which will be voted on tonight, and we also discussed amending the UDC on accessory dwelling units and had a discussion on vacant homes.
Thank you. Finance, Councilman Cartier. Mr. Smiley?
Yes, Finance Committee met on the 8th floor conference room at 1:30 today. We discussed a couple of issues that are on this evening's agenda. We approved several grants. We had a briefing from risk management, and we approved 3 staff travel requests for training.
Thank you. Community Services, Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Madam President. The Community Services Committee met this afternoon. We had a discussion with regard to the federal housing budget presentation. There was a lot of concern about what could happen to the future of federal dollars coming into Newcastle County. We also discussed an ordinance that's on tonight's agenda that would appropriate actual program income for the down payment revolving loan program. And we had a very robust presentation and discussion on our community recreation centers.
Thank you. Next was myself. The executive committee met today at 4 p.m. where we discussed 2 resolutions and met finance/policy advisor job description. Moving on to the consent calendar. Any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment discussion or other objection and will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such and available in the back of this room and online. Is there anyone from council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 17045, honoring and celebrating Bishop Aretha E. Morton as the 2017 honoree of Black History Month. Resolution 17046, congratulating Joshua Samuel Stone for achieving the rank of Eagle Scout. Resolution 17047, honoring the life and service of fallen corrections officer Lieutenant Stephen Floyd Sr. Resolution 17048, appointing W. Martin Taylor to the Newcastle County Audit Committee.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Charlie Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Crockett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call is 12 yes, 1 absent.
The consent calendar has been passed. Presentations? Does any member of council wish to make a presentation? Seeing none, moving on to consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of any of the resolutions or ordinances, please come forward and line up on the far right side, sign in your name and affiliation. After the particular resolution or ordinance you wish to speak on is introduced and I open up the floor to the public, please approach the podium one at a time, state your name for the record, and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Remain at the podium after you speak for any possible questions from council. Next, R17049, Mr. Weiner.
I ask that 17049 be read by title and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 17049, Plan of Wilmington University, Brandywine 100, southwest of the intersection of Route 202 and Beaver Valley Road. Major land development plan that proposes to construct 4 buildings, a total 200,000 square feet. ST zoning.
Mr. Weiner.
Thank you, Madam President. This resolution 049 is the ministerial approval of a record plan. Discretionary approval has previously taken place, and that was before council to approve a level of service waiver based upon consent and commitment by the applicant to shift 80% of the classes out of peak rush hour. This matter could have been placed on the resolutions docket, but it appeared to me that it is of great significance and at least warranted the opportunity for either the public to speak, but certainly for me just to share a comment and some observations. I'd like to thank the community that has worked so hard with an applicant that and the Wilmington University that is delivering aesthetically pleasing architecturally resplendent gateway to Delaware at the intersection of southwest corner of Beaver Valley Road and Concord Pike. The plan will construct a total of 3 buildings over 10 years of approximately 200,000 square feet. Parking, landscaping, and other related site improvements will make an architectural statement that this is, in fact, a gateway to the scenic and historic Brandywine Valley with blue granite buildings, as well as a wall that harkens to many of the stone walls throughout the Brandywine Valley, some of which are in top condition, and some of them are falling down a little bit. The landscape architect has captured that unique quality, and it will reflect that in its architecture. Community appreciates the opportunity to have 1,000 of its adult students utilizing this North Campus, which is a relocation of the current offices in the Buccini Poland-owned Concord Plaza at the corner of Silverside Road and Concord Pike, itself the subject of a reconstruction reflective of the county land use and county council's strong commitment to architectural excellence. And with that, I'll finish my opening statement and leave it, Madam President, for you to call the public if there are any that have a comment to make.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Weiner. We'll start with, does anyone from council have questions or comments? Ms. Kilpatrick, you said you may wish to make a statement?
Yes, I just need to disclose that my husband does teach at Wilmington University. I vetted this through the Ethics Commission a long time ago when the first vote came and was advised that I just needed to make that statement in front of council, and I am planning on voting on this. It is a ministerial vote, unless otherwise deemed by council.
Okay. Is there any other comments from council? Yes, Mr. Cordier.
Thank you. Tonight, in this ministerial vote, County Council has a real great opportunity to hopefully approve this new Brandywine campus for Wilmington University. Wilmington University is well known for its open admissions and for a strong dedication to education on the university level of our citizens in New Castle County, a demonstrated long commitment to that. Also, in this site plan, which is very superior, we are able to see that through a progressive sense of place, they are going to protect the heritage buildings on the site, which are incredibly important in the Beaver Valley. We're going to have a site also that provides great buffering for the rural character of Ramsey Road and Beaver Valley Road. We also have pedestrian-friendly pathways inside of the site for aiding in pedestrian ambulation through the site of the campus. Also, there will be integrated with this another commercial site that will provide a mix of uses in the adjacent to this. They will benefit the students that are attending university. So in every way, this is a tremendous textbook example of progressive site design, and this is going to be, if it's approved tonight, a very important asset for not only Brandywine 100 but New Castle County.
Thank you very much, Mr. Cartier. And Mr. Street is now here. Next, is there any other comments from council? Mr. Street.
My colleagues on council sound so eloquent and professional. I don't feel like that tonight. Fact of the matter is, I'm going to say what I said before. Probably as a nation now, but definitely as a state, we have priced low-income children, low-income students, and we're getting close to pricing middle-class students out of residential living on campus. And folks can say whatever they want to say. When you got 70% of students at Delaware State not from Delaware, and you got 70% or some ridiculous comparable amount of the students at the University of Delaware not from Delaware, in the absence of Wilmington University and other colleges like that, where did Delawareans go? As we speak, I have people in my staff, adults enrolled in bachelor's degree programs, master's degree programs, quite a few who have obtained degrees. So it's very much needed, very much appreciated, and I'm going to say it again. You know, Dr. Jack Barcelona, who just left, worked with, known, been around for the last 40 years, and he was a part of the Keene administration and helping to work towards school desegregation, and he climbed up to the ladder. And I think he built something that's very, very positive, very, very special, very much needed. I see the new president here tonight, and certainly an exemplary role model for my children, other people's children, and all Delawareans. So this is very much needed and very much appreciated. I'm glad it's going forward, and at least it gives those who have the least some opportunity to obtain a higher education.
Thank you very much, Mr. Street. Is there anyone else from council that would like to comment? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Is there anyone from the public? Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R17049.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Recusing myself.
Ms. Hartley-Negra?
I recuse.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kirkpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 10 yes, 2 recusing, 1 absent.
R-17049 is approved. Next, R-17050, Mr. Smiley.
I request that R-17-050 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 17050, Newcastle County Council requests that the Delaware General Assembly amend Delaware Code Title 9, Section 1404 to establish the term of service for audit committee members at 4 years.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes, this is a piece of legislation requesting that the Delaware State General Assembly amend the state law for the terms of office for members of the audit committee. With that, I've never done this before. Council's indulgence. I've spoke with Councilman Bell and a couple others of you earlier. Given that this is going to the state and it needs our support, I would ask if there's any member of council present who would not like to be a co-sponsor. I'd like to take it down with a full sponsorship if possible. So is there anyone that does not? Okay. Well, we'll consider.
Seeing none, Mr. Smiley?
Pardon?
Looks like you see none.
We'll consider that. I'm all of council, once, as I said upstairs, once I get the signed copy of this back, then we will forward it into the General Assembly. So that's all. Thank you.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R-17050.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
R-17050 is approved. Next, R-17051, Mr. Smiley?
Mr. Street.
Or Mr. Street?
Yes, Madam President, I move that Resolution 17-051 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 17051, amend the FY17 capital program to amend the capital program description for the Route 9 Community Library capital project to include site electrical infrastructure to support farmers market activities.
Yes, Madam President. This enables the library to add on the electrical system needed to accommodate the farmers market. When the library was originally planned, it was envisioned that there would be another site for the farmers market, but this is now going to be incorporated as part of what goes on at the library site itself, and that's the reason for this change.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Yes, Mr. Powers.
Yes, I would like to co-sponsor that.
Okay. Does anyone else have any questions or comments? Good? Good, Jen?
Absolutely.
Okay. Questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R-17051.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
R-17051 is approved. Moving on to ordinances. 17008. Ms. Diller?
Yes, I ask that Ordinance 17-008 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 17008, amended grants by the appropriate $79,966.61 in actual program income to the down payment revolving loans grants be administered by the Newcastle County Department of Community Services.
Ms. Diller?
I think the title explains it all.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 17008.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
17008 is approved. Next, 17009, Mr. Street?
Yes, Madam President. I move that ordinance number 17-009 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Ordinance 17-009, amend the FY 2017 annual operating budget, appropriate $17,488 in federal funds to the Department of Public Safety from the high-intensity drug trafficking areas program for the reimbursement of the purchase price of an undercover vehicle.
Mr. Street?
Yes, Madam President. We discussed this very briefly in the Public Safety Committee meeting, and I recall Councilman Smiley being surprised that we were going to be able to get a vehicle for $17,000, but here we are, and other than that, as per title.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 17-009.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Taggart?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call is 12 yes, 1 absent.
17-009 is approved. Next is 17-010. Mr. Smiley or Cartier?
I would request that 17-010 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second. Ordinance 17-010. Amend the FY 2017 approved operating budget revised Department Administration, appropriate $1 million from the General Fund Tax Stabilization Reserve for the Office of Risk Management in order to provide additional funding for the workers' compensation program.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes, this ordinance we discussed in depth. $1 million is a transfer to risk management to handle claims submitted on behalf of Newcastle County employees for through workers' comp. That's really it, other than to say a more detailed explanation of the ordinance as well as Newcastle County's risk management situation can be found on the recordings of the council website.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 17-010.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call is 12 yes, 1 absent.
Next, 16-117, Mr. Weiner.
Yes, I ask that 16-117 be read by title and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Ordinance 16-117, the amendment of the County Code Chapter 40 Unified Development Code, or UDC, to increase the cap on accessory dwelling units.
Mr. Weiner?
Thank you. This ordinance would raise the cap on the number of accessory dwelling units, known as ADUs, beyond the 0.02% of existing single-family residential detached homes, which is a cap established by ordinance in 2007, sponsored by President Pro Tem Penrose Hollins. To accommodate the demand for ADUs, particularly due to our aging population, the ordinance proposes to increase the cap by another 0.02%, raising it to 0.04% of the total housing stock, while retaining all of the safeguards originally enacted. The need for this is that the Department of Land Use has advised County Council that the cap has been reached back in August, and since that time there are half a dozen or so applications for people that desirous of their aged loved ones to be able to live within their care in an accessory dwelling unit. So this is a very modest proceeding forward. It has the full support of County Council and the Planning Board. Only one ADU is permitted per single-family residential detached lot. The property owner must reside in one of the units. The unit must be included within the principal structure, with the exception of one separate guest house, which may be built on lots greater than 2 acres, and the total number of building permits issued for ADUs cannot exceed what the current limit is to be increased by double. So instead of 214 ADUs, there will be roughly double based upon whatever the total number of housing stock is at that time. In 2007, there were concerns expressed in opposition, and it, I believe time has shown that the concerns were addressed and laid. One of the requirements we had was for the Land Use Department to file a detailed report each year, which they've done in the spring, roughly May, and presented it to County Council. There have been no problems with any of the accessory dwelling units nor complaints. So 10 successive years has changed the perception considerably. So now, instead of having a room full of opponents, I don't believe we have any, but of course the record will tell when we invite the public here. There were no objections filed in writing to the Land Use Department, nor at the Planning Board Land Use Department hearing. The ordinance itself is going to maybe take 7 to 10 years to absorb the additional cap. There's no reason to believe that the rate of absorption will increase over its historic rate shown over 10 years. It doesn't provide a big solution, but it provides a slot for those of us that would like our loved ones to age in place without having to institutionalize them. Not to say that some of the institutions aren't fine and grand, but statistics show that it's less expensive to have our loved ones age with us, and it provides an opportunity for care and love. My wife and I constructed an accessory dwelling unit on our house. My mother-in-law, whom I love dearly, lived with us for 10 wonderful years until she passed away, and it was an opportunity for us, certainly, to nurture her, but for her to nurture us as well. We now have an empty accessory dwelling unit. It's part of our house. But at some point when we age in place, we can have caregivers come and live in that house with us and move to the back part of the house where there are wider doorways for wheelchairs and lower counters in the bathroom and in the kitchen. I'm very proud of how this has worked out over the 10 years. Council's ordinance did exactly what it was supposed to do, to test it out, and it's worked. I urge all members of council to support this. I went back and read some of the negative comments. They were hurtful. They were personal attacks on me from many of my constituents, as well as constituents that feared change. And so I'm pleased that the dangers that they perceived would occur haven't occurred. I had considered doing a substitute, as many of you know, but in fairness to the members of the public that relied upon the Planning Board and Land Use Department hearing that it would just be a small adjustment, I believe the right thing to do is to make this modest adjustment now, and we can always revisit that in the near future or beyond. There's often fear of change. However, we should always temper our natural fear with an objective evaluation of the facts. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Weiner. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Mr. Smiley.
Well, Councilman Weiner, needs to say I am somewhat disappointed. Rumor was you were going to market the ADU as a summer home, and I was looking forward to touring it, possibly residing with you during the nice summer months, but apparently that's not going to happen.
My heart is palpitating.
Yeah, good. When it stops, I'll let you know. In addition, as we discussed in the committee, I have no problem embracing change when it's good. I also am one who likes consistency, so I did go back and review the records, as I said, and I did vote no.
So, unfortunately, I can't bring myself to vote no this time, because the history has shown to my constituency, as I said back then, if you reviewed the record and listen, they had fears. I didn't think they were founded, but I listened to them, and they recognize now that those fears were for naught. So, as of right now, I'll be supporting this, depending on further comments that I hear.
Are there any other comments? Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Madam President. I'm very pleased that Councilman Weiner is bringing this forward. I've agreed to co-sponsor along with him. As was mentioned earlier by members of council, 10 years ago was a different time. People had different hearts and mindsets. I'm very pleased that that has changed. The ADU concept was part of a larger housing strategy in Newcastle County to provide for diverse housing options, in this case specifically for seniors that are aging. A lot of those seniors do live in Councilman Weiner's district. There's also still a demand for this, as pointed out in this particular piece of legislation. The demand is growing. There are no adverse impacts or any adverse reports during the annual reporting period of the last 10 years. The only issue here is that we're still putting a cap on this, and I made this very clear to the extent that I may have bored some of my colleagues last week. I just don't see the need to continue with a cap, but I do agree with Councilman Weiner. It was advertised as such with this 0.02% increase. I just don't think it's necessary. I don't agree with the logic. I know that land use feels that to continue with this 0.2% makes sense, but to me, if it's a positive program, then who are you really listening to, and who are you trying to appease? I can say that 10 years ago, the cap was used as a compromise to those members of council who felt that there was getting strong opposition from their communities. That is not the case today. So why would we continue with the cap? I know Councilman Weiner had considered coming forth with a piece of legislation that I will, in fact, support as a co-sponsor if he brings it forward, to remove the cap altogether. At this point in time, to say that a cap is still needed, there's no justification for it, there's no real logic for it, and for those people who feel that somehow if we remove the cap, there's going to be a proliferation of units that are on 2 acres, the 10 years that have gone by has not proven that out to be at all. I think there's only about 22% of these ADUs of the last 10 years that have occurred on acres of 2 acres or more. So the fact of the matter is, even if anyone who had a 2-acre lot decided to get an ADU, there would still be 2 homes on a 2-acre lot. So in my opinion, the cap continues to represent manufactured fear.
Yes, Mr. Powers.
2 things. 1, I'd like to co-sponsor.
I'd be pleased to have you as a co-sponsor.
And I have to, after looking at the numbers and saying what I did the last meeting and was told with the additions, now the detached homes on these lots, most of them have been out of the 14 in the purple, 9 of them have been in Bell's in my district, Councilman Bell. Of the other red ones, most of them are in, if you look at the map, are in my district. And I have to say, knowing most of these properties, and if somebody's worrying about 2-acre lots, most of these are family members and that are moving in, either elderly, what it was supposed to be, or their kids are moving because of the economy, moving in on their own property so the parents can take care of the kids. And, you know, I get tired of things, oh, let's take care of the people that live down there, you know, somebody that's living somewhere else. And I have a real problem with that.
Thank you. And I want to add Mr. Bison's apologies for not being able to be here this evening. Is there any other comments from council? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. And it looks like we have a member of the public. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Street.
I'm just going to let y'all not forget history. Y'all sound so eloquent and professional tonight. And 10 years ago, all hell broke loose, and some of y'all was nose to nose and toes to toes. So 10 years does make a difference. But those of you who were here remember how nasty and vicious it was. So
it looks like the next 10 going to be real long.
Is there anyone else from council that would like to comment? Seeing none and opening the floor to the public for comment, we have a member of the public.
Good evening, everybody. Bill Dunn, Civic League for Newcastle County.
That's great, Madam President. A point of information. Would you announce that there's 3 minutes and someone will need to...
We did at the beginning, Mr. Weiner. Thank you.
I'll be as quick as possible. Mm-hmm. So start now.
Yes.
Okay. The Civic League, as well as other people in the community that we've interacted with, in general, don't have a problem with raising the limit to 0.4. Which I don't know if you'll find surprising or not. I understand that Land Use put together a PowerPoint presentation for the Planning Board as well as County Council, which I assume that came from. They kind of hit on the locations and how many in each district. The thing that we're concerned about is a full evaluation of the impact of these ADUs. Evaluation of how they may have affected property values. It looks like Councilman Weiner has a pretty high concentration around Fairfax. How does that compare to similar structures and similar communities that have less of them as far as increased property values? Police calls that might have come into these units when they've been utilized by people other than family members. And how many are rented to non-families, even though they were initially intended for a grandmother or whatever, as Mr. Weiner said, his has passed. In general, we don't have a problem with increasing the limit. But we're worried about high concentration ADUs in single communities, where you might have a young developer come in, buys a split level in Sherwood Park or Heritage Park, where Mr. Cardi and I grew up. Divides it up, has a buddy move in for a while, gets it moving, convinces him, why don't you buy it from me? Here's a subsidy, you can have Joe Blow move in with you. And he moves up the block and he buys a second one and moves into that one. The ADU stays with the deed, not with the person getting them. So as we've seen over the past 9 years, there hasn't been a huge demand for these. So taking the time, doing a thorough evaluation of what their impacts are in communities is not an extraordinary request. We are open to increasing it to 0.4. We might be willing to consider going 0.5 or 0.6, depending on
how it is,
as long as we don't get high concentrations. We'd be very much interested in sitting down with Councilman Weiner, if he would be willing to, and table it till next meeting and bring it back then if at all possible. Jordan Pusey, president of Civic League, wanted to come. She'd written a note to Councilman Woods but has not heard back from him. In her area, Roosevelt Brackax, it's a big issue and very concerned.
Thank you, Mr. Dunn.
Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Mr. Weiner?
Yes, thank you. Brief comment. In listening to the recent speaker, Mr. Dunn, he also spoke against this 10 years ago, stating that the ADUs would have a destabilizing impact on our community, and it strongly urged council members to vote no. And now Mr. Dunn is back again, saying that there should be a thorough evaluation, as if there hasn't been. I just note that for some folks, the evaluation is never thorough until they put their stamp of approval on. It's gone through the Planning Board and Land Use Department. The public's had a chance to speak, and now it's time for us to vote. Thank you.
Okay, is there any other comments from council? Mr. Hollins, and then Mr. Street.
Thank you, Madam President. unfortunately, some people are still at the same place we were 10 years ago, and that's fine. My overall concern is this council and this government, are we going to be progressive or are we going to continue to regress? The fact of the matter is, every single year, there has been an evaluation of ADUs. People who live in ADUs are no different than people who live in any other housing in New Castle County. So to try to demonize someone who may live in an ADU, who may be a senior, who needs some assistance, who wants an age in place, to me, is not the direction this government wants to go into. And when the Land Use Department figures that somehow there still needs to be a cap, it's playing into that, in my opinion. I think that the ADU concept has proven out over the last 10 years by every report we have received. Why does anyone living in an ADU have to have any more jurisdiction or any more scrutiny than a person who lives in a detached home? People who live in ADUs are people that live there themselves. They have to live on the premise. If you read the legislation, all of the so-called concerns and manufactured fears that people have are already addressed in this legislation. It was very carefully drafted. We need to move forward. This government needs to be progressive and stop going back to 10 years ago. In some cases, people have us going back 40 years ago. This is not what this government is about. When we started this whole housing strategy, it was about trying to help everyone in New Castle County, no matter what their income is, no matter where they are, no matter what their age is. This is a part of that strategy, and it should move forward.
Thank you. Mr. Street?
The fact of the matter is there's no foundation for speculation. And we're at a point now, we have people who would protesting. This is ridiculous.
Thank you. Any other comments from council? Seeing none, I'm opening up the floor to the public for comment again.
Madam President, that's not the protocol. Council has the last word. It's already been closed to the public.
Council to council? Okay, moving on. I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Are we going to do substitute? We didn't do this.
Okay. Please call the roll on 16117.
Mr. Bell? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call is 12 yes, 1 absent.
16117 is approved. Introduction, consideration of emergency ordinances. Seeing none, we move on to public comment and other. Does anyone from the public wish to address council? Seeing none.
Three. Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The meeting is adjourned.